The Florida Supreme Court is asking Secretary of State Ken Detzner to respond to a lawsuit challenging the use of blind trusts by candidates and publicly elected officials, including Governor Rick Scott. Detzner is in charge of administering the state's campaign finance laws, and the court wants him to weigh in. In a letter sent to Detzner, Scott's campaign says the governor will comply with whatever the court decides, because Scott is the only current elected official whose assets are in a blind trust.
Our view is that Governor Scott behaved himself in a way that was consistent with a person trying to get good legal advice.
That's former Florida State University president and former head of the American Bar Association, Sandy Dallenbert, who filed the lawsuit. Dallenbert says the governor is not a target, though he would be affected by the case. Scott rolled his assets into a blind trust in 2011 after getting advice from lawyers and clearance from the State Ethics Commission.
He went to good lawyers. They gave him, in our judgment, bad advice, because we don't think that a blind trust can ever be full and public disclosure.
Dallenbert filed the lawsuit on behalf of Jim Apthorpe, former chief of staff to the late Governor Reuben Askew, who championed the state's Sunshine Amendment and pushed for more open government. Apthorpe helped write the amendment, and he says the idea behind a blind trust is at odds with the financial reporting laws his former boss championed.
The purpose of a blind trust is to shield the office holder from any indication that they might be guiding and directing the investments in that trust, so it becomes invisible to the person who set up the trust. But unfortunately, the way the law works today, it also becomes invisible to the public.
Blind trusts help public officials avoid conflict of interest allegations by allowing them to distance themselves from their investments. If a policy they champion affects their income, the candidate may not know about it, since the trust is also administered by another party. Other state officials have used blind trusts over the years. Before Scott, it was former Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink. Her assets were held in a blind trust during her time in office. In 2013, the state legislature gave bipartisan support to a bill codifying the Ethics Commission decision on blind trusts. The lawsuit is asking the Florida Supreme Court for an injunction to that law before the qualifying period for candidates ends July 16th. It's aimed at forcing candidates and publicly elected officials to fully disclose their assets. And according to the petition, the law creates confusion and, quote, many candidates may believe erroneously that filing a blind trust will satisfy the constitutional mandate. But if a blind trust has been a problem for so long, many are wondering why it's taken so long for something to be done about it. Dallenbert says no one was really paying attention to the issue until after the 2013 law was passed.
And then we began to think about upcoming election in 2014, which would be the first election period since the 2013 statute passed. And so it took us a while to pull all this together.
Florida's Sunshine Amendment and the state's open record laws are based on one main principle: the public has a right to know. And that right, say the lawsuit supporters, extend to the financial side of the issue, which means that those candidates and officials have to disclose their assets every year.
The Constitution Amendment says you'll list every asset over $1,000.
Joining the lawsuit are several media outlets, including the Florida Press Association, the Associated Press, the Miami Herald, and the Florida Times Union. The First Amendment Foundation has also signed on as well, and so has the Florida League of Women Voters. The groups are asking, what would Askew do? League spokeswoman Erin Jensen held up the late governor's efforts to fight corruption in the 1970s.
We salute the vision of Governor Askew, who ensured that Florida would lead the way into a future of full public disclosure. And we are dedicated to ensuring that transparency in government and measurable steps towards progress are protected and enforced.
The Florida Supreme Court wants the Secretary of State's office to respond to the merits of the lawsuit, whether the court has jurisdiction to hear it or if it should be sent to a circuit court. The response is due Wednesday. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.